USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. Later this afternoon, Biden will deliver remarks at a celebration of Jewish American Heritage Month. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
When average city office occupancy rates at the start of the year surpassed 50% for the first time since the pandemic, many landlords viewed this milestone as a sign that employees were finally getting back to the brick and mortar. Unfortunately, those office usage rates have barely increased, as most companies have settled into a hybrid work strategy that shows a little sign of going away. Tech firms remain the most permissive of remote work, resulting in low return-to-office rates in cities such as San Francisco, one of the biggest cities hit hardest. The chief executive of ChatGPT, creator of OpenAI, is set to testify before a Senate panel today as lawmakers begin a bipartisan push towards regulating new artificial intelligence tools available to consumers. Sam Altman, who is making his first appearance before Congress, is expected to support calls for regulatory guardrails on the new technology. USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
A bill banning Florida's public colleges and universities from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs will soon become law in the state. Student Madison Markham.
Ron DeSantis signed one of the most insulting pieces of legislation in academic history, I'd say in the United States, on our very home campus, where we have been organizing for months to defend not just New College, but the entire state from these, quite frankly, disgusting attacks.
Governor Ron DeSantis at New College, where he signed the bill.
This has actually been implemented across the country. DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
Taxpayers could soon be able to file their own taxes digitally and free of charge directly with the IRS.
The Washington Post is reporting the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. The system will reportedly be available to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program by January 2024. Right now, the IRS has been working with several companies to provide free e-filing for qualifying taxpayers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Last night, the New York Post reported the IRS cut and removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of First Son Hunter Biden. Lance Pry, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go, with Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.